أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون. لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون. إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين. اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون. أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون. إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين. إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون. قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون. بما غفرني ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون. ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون. والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون. وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون. وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون. إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين. وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون. وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين. وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم أزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر ما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم يرى الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. تجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا تجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنوں بنایا تجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنوں بنایا بڑھاپے نے پھر آ کے کیا کیا ستایا اجل تیرا کر دے گی بالکل صفایا جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے، جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. Now this is something relevant to each and every one of us. Either the person is a child going through his childhood days, infancy or childhood days, or the person is young, he is fit, he is healthy, he is jawan, or the person is passing through his middle age, or the person is in old age. But each and every person is passing through some stage of life. Nobody exists in this world without being of a certain age limit. Either we say that this child is 3 years old, we'll say this person is 60 years old, we say this person is 40 years old, and this young person is 18 or 20 years of age. So the person must be of some age. So he says, Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya. Your days of infancy, childhood, days, what were you occupied in, what were you engaged in, playing? If we all have to recall our days when we were 4 or 5 years of age, when there was no school, no madrasa, no nothing, then at that time what does the child do? Wants to ride bicycle, wants to play with toys, wants to run. He becomes a damaging director in homes. Anything that he can damage, then he will make sure that it is damaged. That age is like that, where there is no responsibility, there is nothing of any concern. The parents are taking all the responsibility. When the child cries, the mother feeds the child. When the child is dirty, the mother washes the child. Whatever are the needs and requirements, the father goes, works, he brings it. So he says, Tujhe bachpan ne pehle barso khilaya. One part of your life went in childhood days. At that time, there was nothing but play. Play, amusement, entertainment that is common with children. That they like to play around and watch others at play. Then the person grows and became young. So he says, Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Now when the person became young, mature of age, got strength in the body, vigor and vitality, now the person becomes majnu. Now his concern has shifted. Now if you give that person of 18 or 20 those little toys to play, then he will say that I'm 18, 20, why are you giving me toys to play? So the desires have changed, the ideas have changed, the thinking has changed, the lifestyle and pattern has changed. So he says, then came this stage in your life when you became mad. And especially when it comes to that period of life where the person is attracted to the opposite sex. So he says, there you become completely mad and majnoon. Even your aqal doesn't work and function properly. Your aqal is dominated after that by that infatuation that you have for the beloveds of this world. At that time you are unconcerned whether it is halal or it is haram, what kind of association it is. The person is unconcerned about the ghazab and the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At that time we don't even think what can be the consequence. How many of them at that age, they got trapped and then they couldn't come out of that trap. They couldn't come out of that web. That period of life, sometimes 7 years, 10 years, 15 years, now they are trapped. And they engage in all kinds of haram. And afterwards, suddenly then they say, I was let down by the beloved. And what happens? This person suffers severe depression. Then he has to go on to tablets. Sometimes he has to go on to Valium 5. And sometimes he even takes his life. Or he murders somebody else because of jealousy. That this woman, this young girl that he was involved with, now suddenly she decided to marry somebody else. So that jealousy now. Now these are things that trouble the youth. So he says, Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. So let us not be amongst those who say that we must experience that first. Why should we experience pain and disaster for nothing? Take the advice of those people, or take lesson from those people who have gone through those kind of problems in their lives, and stay away from it. And especially this age, which is we call the age of youth. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes extremely pleased with that young person who's growing up and whose nurturing is in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in the khawf of Allah, in the muhabbat of Allah. That is like the person who is sacrificing a very healthy and a solid, or a very good healthy animal. Qurbani time, one is the sacrifice of one old, weak, half dead animal. Now if somebody sacrifices that kind of animal, what would we call that sacrifice? We will say, did he make a very great qurbani? That animal was going to die in any case after some time, and as it is, it can't even stand properly on its feet, on its legs. So that kind of qurbani is not really considered to be worthy of praise. In fact, the fuqaha and the jurists, many of those animals, they will say that it's not even valid for qurbani. But if you sacrifice a healthy animal, then we say that this person sacrificed, he spent his money, bought a good animal, and he sacrificed. So like that, the person who is already old, or he's got one leg already in the grave, his hair has turned white, and there is no hope of him now even finding a wife if he is looking for one. Now at that age, if he says that I'm adopting taqwa, I'm staying away from haram, so we won't call that a great sacrifice. But that young person who is attracted and tempted by all, from all sides, and in these days when things are moving rapidly and very, very fast, where there is even seduction from the other side, then at that time the person says that, no, my Allah is watching. I am going to please my Allah. I am going to allow my heart's desire to be shattered, but I am going to follow the pattern, and I will make my role model Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, because no woman was more prettier than Zulaikha and more rich than Zulaikha. But yet Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, how he adopted taqwa. 7 doors were locked. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he did what he had to do. There was no question of him escaping. But he ran for the first door. When he made the effort to get to the first door, the locks opened automatically. The second one opened, third one opened. Allah Ta'ala showed his, the mu'jiza of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So this young person says that I will make him my role model. I will not make those film actors my role models. They've got absolutely no shame and no haya, no modesty. And outwardly their life seems to be a life of great happiness and joy and satisfaction. But anybody who knows what is happening inside their homes and in their lives, then they will say that we would like to stay very far away from such kind of people. So this young person, he is avoiding all those pitfalls. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him shade under his throne on that day when there will be no shelter. Of the 7 categories that have been mentioned in that one hadith, and in other hadiths some other categories have been mentioned. So one is that young person who's growing up is in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's got that khawf of Allah ta'ala. People will then mock at him, tease him. They will laugh at him. They'll say, you are stupid, you are foolish, you are a fanatic, you are fundamentalist, and you are orthodox. All kinds of titles they will give to him. That what kind of young person is this? So many young girls here in the university, pretty girls moving around. And this banda of Allah Ta'ala, this Sufi sahab is lowering his gaze and walking. No enjoyment in his life, no fun. Look at the others, how they are enjoying themselves. But they don't know that Allah Ta'ala at that time, what he gives to that young person who is adopting taqwa in such a kind of environment. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, one person wrote to him, he said, "Maine daadi rakhi to log hanste hai." He said, "People are laughing." Those days to keep a beard was a great mujahada. It was not easy to even keep a beard. Now we have got our bank managers and our prime ministers and our presidents in different countries and many people in top positions keeping beard. So lots of Muslims also started keeping beard. Not because it was a sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam or it was necessary to keep, but because the fatwa came from Europe. Because there was one fatwa that came from Europe, they said that the women, they like now people with beard. So women like people with beard, so people started keeping beard at that time, some 10-15 years ago. So that fatwa they wait for, it must come from Europe. So he said, "Now that I have kept this beard, people are laughing." So he said, "Unko hasne dijiye, taake qiyamat ke din tumhe rona na pade." Unko hasne dijiye, taake qiyamat ke din tumhe rona na pade. Let them laugh, so that on the day of Qiyamah you don't have to cry. What does it cost you if they laugh? Qiyamah day, you won't have to cry. At least you can say on Qiyamah day, "Tere mehboob ki ya Rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Tere mehboob ki ya Rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de, main surat leke aaya hoon." So he said, let them laugh. Qiyamah day, you won't have to cry. So that is the second stage, where the person can go off track. So he says, "Jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya." This is not just poetry, this is waaz. You must take lessons from it. There's a lot of poetry being sung all over the world. These people were Ahlullah, mean the people of Allah. Their hearts were the reservoirs of ikhlas and taqwa and zuhad and qanaat and sabr and shukr. Then they wrote this poetry. It was spontaneous. It was inspiration that came. It was ilham. So they give us in a few words a whole waaz.
Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya, budhape ne phir a ke kya kya sataya, budhape ne phir a ke kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar de gi bilkul safaya, jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai." He says, after you went through that stage of junoon and madness and insanity, where nothing or nobody could really explain to you that what are the pitfalls, what is the harm of leading a life of sin and vice, then came old age. Now in old age, he says, "Budhape ne aake phir kya kya sataya." In old age is nothing but pains. Sometimes pain in the leg, sometimes pain in the head, sometimes pain in the stomach. Sometimes the sight is weak, sometimes the hearing is bad. He says, "Budhapa came and see what problems it brought." Again, it reminds me of that famous incident. One old person went to the Hakim Sahab and he told the Hakim Sahab that, "My legs are paining." He said, "Well, due to old age." "Say, my sight is bad." He said, "Well, due to old age." "Say, my stomach also is aching now." He said, "Well, due to old age." He kept saying everything due to old age. So the old man gave one slap.
So he says, don't worry, I won't get angry because that's also due to old age. When you're old, then all these things happen, we expect that. So like that he says, budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. You started off in the childhood stage, infancy, childhood, carry on, went up, passed all through the different stages, and then he says, ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. When death will come, it will wipe you out completely from the surface of the earth. You were not existing, you came on the surface of the earth, and like a drama that is taking place, where there is somebody jumping, dancing, singing, and enacting all kinds of scenes, just like that you came on the stage of this world. Sometimes you were playing in the football grounds, sometimes you were watching some cricket or watching some movie or reading some magazine or reading some newspapers. Sometimes you were running from this shop and this business to that business. You were flying from this country to that country. Sometimes you were singing and sometimes you were dancing and sometimes you were crying and sometimes you were laughing. All the different parts you played. Sometimes you were a father and at times you were a husband and at times you were a brother. At times you were this and at times you were that. All the different parts and scenes and actions you went through, and then came closing scene, finish. Curtains came down or curtains closed. All the drama is over. The cinema screens, what is that? That we see so many things happening there and nothing has really happened after that. But so like that we came on the surface of this earth, and then when death will come, the person is gone. But the difference is this, that we didn't come onto this earth without any purpose. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think that we created you in vain, for no purpose? Just come here, live for a little while, eat, drink, and die, and turn to dust. Allah Ta'ala says, that was not the reason of sending you on the earth. So Allah Ta'ala sent us on this earth, there is a purpose. And that purpose has been outlined in detail in the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that on the surface of the earth, we will try to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We will remain normal human beings. I keep repeating this because people just get the wrong impression that the moment you become pious or you get taqwa in your life, then finish, you become an abnormal person. There'll be no smile and there'll be no laughter and there'll be no happiness and there'll be no entertainment. Nothing of that kind. Allah Ta'ala will then give us true and real happiness. He has created the world for us. We will make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala with shukr. We will only avoid all those things that bring harm in our lives, cause us harm. So for tonight, this one little couplet of Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayh, we should learn and remember. Whenever temptations come, then we should think that the time will come when we'll be taken away from the surface of the earth, and then we have to answer. We are accountable for all our actions and deeds. Now here he takes us from bachpan right up till pachpan. From bachpan to pachpan. Bachpan means childhood and pachpan means 55. But here, these days, we don't even know whether we are going to go up to that old age limit. How many old people are really living now? In fact, the old people are living, those that are still living, they are living longer than the younger ones. There are so many of them, they lost their grandchildren. Grandchildren are gone, and they are still living. Young, young grandchildren gone. So we have got no yaqeen how long we are going to live. So let us not become mad and insane when Allah Ta'ala gives us health, gives us wealth, gives us a good home, gives us a good car, gives us a good wife, good children. Then we must not become majnoon.
Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya.
Say it with me. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Budhape ne phir aa ke kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar de ye bilkul safaya. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai.
May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to take lessons from everything around us.
Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Sab toh bahar dil ke andar tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Sab toh bahar dil ke andar tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لا کہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لا کہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 إِلَّا اللَّهُ 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 سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو کون مکاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لا کہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ إِلَّا اللَّهُ 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 إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو
جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو میری ناو کا کھیو انہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لا کہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لا کہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 ایسا سما جا میری نظر میں جلوہ تیرا دیکھوں ہر سو غیبت دم بر کو بھی نہ ہو ہر وقت رہوں میں رو در رو میرے لیے بازار جہاں ہو سر بسر ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لا کہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 ذرہ ذرہ قطرہ قطرہ رتب و یابس بحر و بر ذرہ ذرہ قطرہ قطرہ رتب و یابس بحر و بر نور و نار و اوج و پستی کفر و ایمان خیر و شر ایک زباں ہو کر یہ سب کے سب دیتے ہیں تیری خبر تیرے آگے ہے ہر شے تو ہی ہے سب سے برتر کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لا کہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لا کہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
اللہ
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اے میرے پیارے اللہ، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی کائنڈ کمپیشنٹ لونگ اللہ، وی آر ٹرننگ ٹوورڈز یو. Who else can we turn towards besides you? Oh Allah, the more we beg of you and the more we ask of you, the more happy and pleased you become. If we don't beg of you and don't ask of you, you become annoyed and displeased. Oh Allah, every second of our life we are in need of you. Ay Allah, har ghadi aur har lamha hum tere muhtaj hai. Ay Allah, we are in need of you every second of our lives. اے اللہ، کوئی گھڑی اور کوئی لمحہ ایسا نہیں کہ جس گھڑی میں ہم تیرے محتاج نہ ہو. اے اللہ، we are in need of food, we are in need of clothes, we are in need of shelter, we are in need of fresh air to breathe, we are in need of oxygen, we are in need of water, we are in need of everything, oh my beloved Allah, for survival. اے اللہ، every treasure lies with you. Oh Allah, we are in need of our sight, we are in need of our hearing, we are in need of our speech, we are in need of our heart, liver and lungs functioning. Ay Allah, all the control is in your hands. Oh my Allah, where can we go? Who can we turn to besides you? Every kingdom belongs to you. Whether we go north or south, east or west, Ay Allah, everywhere it is your kingdom. Whether we go deep down the ocean or above the heavens, it is your kingdom. Ay Allah, تجھے چھوڑ کر ہم جائے کہاں؟ میرے پیارے اللہ، تجھے چھوڑ کر ہم جائے کہاں؟ تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی سہارا نہیں. میرے اللہ، اب تو معاف فرما دے. Forgive us, oh my beloved Allah. How long are we going to remain the slaves of nafs and shaitan? Nafs and shaitan haven't brought us any happiness in our lives. It brings nothing but anxieties and restlessness and worries. Ay Allah, nafs and shaitan lead people to suicides and murders and killings. Jealousy and envy, pride and arrogance. Ay Allah, nafs and shaitan ke hum ghulam bane hue hai. Take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Oh Allah, make us your slaves. Make us the slaves of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and love. Fill the hearts of the entire ummah with your muhabbat and love. Oh Allah, those who are bay-iman, give them iman. Ay Allah, those who have no Islam, bless them with Islam. Ay Allah, those who haven't got hidayat, bless them with hidayat. Ay Allah, those whom you have blessed with Islam and iman, give them istiqamat. Ay Allah, hame istiqamat naseeb farma. Ay Allah, hame istiqamat naseeb farma. Bless us with steadfastness on our iman. Oh Allah, the winds that are blowing around us, Oh Allah, don't let the winds cause any kind of disturbance in our hearts. The winds of fitnas, oh my beloved Allah. The winds of fasad, the winds of destruction, the winds of immorality, the winds of promiscuity. Oh Allah, the winds of obscenity and indecency which are blowing. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us from the effects of such kind of problems. اے میرے پیارے خدا، تو ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. ہم کمزور ہیں، ہم ضعیف ہیں، ہم بیمار ہیں. اے اللہ، ہم سب کچھ ہے، ہم ناپاک ہیں، ہم گندے ہیں، ہم نالائق ہیں، لیکن میرے اللہ، ہم تیرے بندے ہیں. میرے اللہ، if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat from us, then there will be nothing but destruction for us. Oh my beloved Allah, such a large congregation at this part of the night that is here in this masjid. Ha, mere Allah, forgive each and every one of them.
Allah, shower your mercy upon them. Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for them. Allah, make each and every one here your wali. Allah, make each and every one your wali. Allah, there were so many attractions on the outside. These young people, oh my beloved Allah, they want to get connected with you. They want forgiveness of their sins. Allah, what else has brought them here? Ey mere pyare khuda, what else has kept us awake here? Allah, we all are in need of forgiveness of our sins. Allah, forgive us and forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere Allah, ey mere pyare khuda, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Oh Allah, our major sins are unlimited. Our minor sins are unlimited. Allah, day and night we have been sinning. Oh my beloved Allah, if there had been another Allah besides you, if there had been another Allah besides you, He would have asked the earth to open and swallow each and every one of us. Oh Allah, we do not deserve being on the surface of this earth because we make use of every ni'mat of yours for your displeasure. Oh Allah, we use our sight for your displeasure. We use our hearing for your displeasure. We use our tongues for your displeasure. Ey mere Allah, lekin hum gunegar tere samne hamare haath phailaye hue hain. Oh Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. This part of the night, oh my beloved Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, in this Mubarak night of Ramadan, oh Allah, it is the 23rd night. اے میرے پیارے خدا, اس مبارک رات کے اندر تو ہماری مغفرت کرنا. اے اللہ, just as the rain is pouring outside, oh Allah, your rays of rahmat are pouring in this masjid at this time. Oh Allah, it is pouring all over the world. اے میرے پیارے خدا, in this month of Ramadan, your rains of rahmat are pouring. اے اللہ, cause us to be drenched in this مبارک rains. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. The sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, forgive them. The sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights, forgive them. Oh my beloved Allah, when we should look left, right, and in front of us and behind us, then nobody must see us committing sins. Oh Allah, when we should draw the curtains in the hotel rooms or in our houses, so that nobody must see us committing sins. Oh Allah, we forgot that you are the one who has blessed us with sight. You are the one who has blessed people with sight. Then how can you be blind, oh my beloved Allah? Oh Allah, you were seeing everything. You know everything. You hear everything. Oh my Allah, nafs and shaitan was deceiving us. But oh Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed. From the time we became of age up till now, all the sins that we committed, forgive us. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity. Our life that is gone is gone. The life that is left, bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ey mere Allah, bless us with solid iman. Bless us with solid iman, oh my beloved Allah. Nothing must cause us to waver and shake, oh Allah. Oh Allah, all the wealth of the world must not be allowed, must not cause us to waver from Islam and iman. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, give us cure from our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. This heart that you had given us for your muhabbat. Allah, we have filled our heart with all the dirt and filth of the world. Our hearts have become garbage bags, oh my Allah. We have filled our hearts with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with malice and with greed. Evil passions and desires engulf our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, day and night our hearts are engulfed with evil. Lekin, oh mere pyare khuda, you are the purifier of hearts. Oh Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to your awliya-i siddiqeen. Bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-i kiram. Bless us with the hearts that you gave to the sahaba-i kiram, the tabi'in and the tabi'in. They too were human beings, oh my beloved Allah. But when the Sahaba-i Kiram came out of their kufr and shirk, and when they accepted Islam upon the hands of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ey Allah, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. You became pleased with them, they became pleased with you, my beloved Allah. Ey Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai, aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai, aaj bhi tu humare dilon ka hal badal sakta hai. You can change the direction of our lives, oh Allah. We are going in the wrong direction, oh Allah. Allah. Oh Allah, we are going in the direction of hellfire. We are going in the direction of Jahannam, oh my beloved Allah. Change our direction to the direction of Jannat, ay mere Allah. Ay Allah, tu hamara rukh palat de. Ay Allah, take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Distance us from the road that leads to nafs and shaitan. Ay Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, our students who have written examinations, give them success in their examinations. Oh Allah, make them assets for our community. Ay Allah, bless them with piety and with taqwa. Ay Allah, let their growing up be in the faith and in ibadat and in zikr and in tilawat and in obedience to you, O my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, protect them and safeguard them from all the pitfalls and from all the haram and from all the fitnas. Ay Allah, at the appropriate time, bless them with good match and good partners in their lives who will be an assistance to their deen, O my Allah. Oh Allah, also our young girls, protect them from all the fitnas and at the appropriate time, bless them with the right match and partners. Ay Allah, جو بے ایمان ہے ان کو ایمان عطا فرما جو بیمار ہے ان کو شفا عطا فرما جو قرضدار محتاج ہے تنگ دست ہے ان کی تنگ دستیوں کو دور فرما جو پریشان ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو ختم فرما اے اللہ فلسطین میں مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما اے اللہ پیلسٹائن کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما اے میرے اللہ یہود ظالم بے رحم میرے اللہ ان کو قتل کر رہا ہے اے اللہ ان کے گھروں کے اوپر بم گرا رہا ہے چھوٹے چھوٹے معصوم بچے اس دنیا سے جا رہے ہیں اے اللہ افغانستان کے اوپر دن رات بم پھینکے جا رہے ہیں ڈے اینڈ نائٹ او اللہ دے آر بینگ بمبارڈڈ اے میرے پیارے اللہ اب تو رحم فرما اے اللہ طالبان کی مدد فرما اے اللہ تو غیبی نصرت اور مدد فرما اے میرے اللہ just as you helped in the battle of Badr with the angels in the same way send the angels for their nusrat and madad اے اللہ we Muslims have become weak but you haven't become weak oh my Allah تیری قدرت کے اندر تو کوئی کمی نہیں آئی اے میرے اللہ تو ان دشمنوں کے جہازوں کو ٹکرا دے اے اللہ ان کے پیر کے نیچے زمین کو ہلا دے اے اللہ ان کی ملٹری طاقت کو تو ختم فرما اے اللہ عاد اور ثمود کی طریقے سے ان کو ہلاک فرما اے اللہ ان دس مبارک نائٹ وی آر میکنگ دعا اے میرے اللہ تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما اے اللہ تو مسلمانوں کو غالب فرما اور اے اللہ دشمنوں کو مغلوب فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ You are powerful, you are almighty, you are all hearing, all knowing. Allah, all qudrat and power lies with you. Allah, shake up their military mind. Bring about embarrassment and disgrace upon them. Allah, create friction and division amongst them. Destroy their coalition and alliances, O my Allah. Allah, tu qadir e mutlak hai. مسلمان حکومتوں کو تو ہدایت دے اے اللہ خاص کر کے پاکستان کو تو ہدایت دے اے اللہ کے دشمنوں کو انہوں نے وہاں پر قبضہ دے دیا اے میرے اللہ میرے اللہ تو ان کو ہدایت دے how can they witness the destruction of the Muslim Ummah اے میرے اللہ just for loans bribe اے میرے اللہ تو ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما اللہ ہمیں صحت دے عافیت دے سلامتی دے عزت دے راحت دے مغفرت دے تیرا قرب دے تیری محبت دے تیری معرفت دے تیرا یقین دے اے میرے اللہ آج تیری دعوت ہمارے لیے تیرے دروازے کھول دے اللہ تیری مغفرت کی بارش فرما دے او مائی بلوڈ اللہ ایکسیپٹ ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس اے میرے اللہ ایکسیپٹ ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس او اللہ اوپن اپ اور ہارٹس فار یور لو اینڈ یور محبت او مائی بلوڈ اللہ We have wasted the Mubarak days of Ramadan, the Mubarak nights of Ramadan, in idle talk and gossip and so much of haram, O my Allah. Ay, where Allah, the remaining nights and the remaining days, and the remaining hours and the remaining minutes, give us the tawfiq to use it in the manner that is befitting Ramadan. Ay, Allah. Do not deprive us of the rahmat of this Mubarak month. Allah, even though it may be a little late, but nothing is too late for you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, tu to ek minute ke andar maaf kar sakta hai. You can forgive within seconds, O Allah. Allah, a person who has disbelieved for 100 years, and just once with yaqeen, he says, La ilaha illallah. And O Allah, his whole kufr is gone and he becomes a believer. اے میرے اللہ تو اتنا معاف کرنے والا ہے. یا اللہ bless us with the best of دنیا and the best of آخرہ. یا اللہ when the time of our death comes, take us away in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with شہادت in مدینہ طیبہ. اے اللہ don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a theater or a cinema. Or in adultery or fornication, or popping drugs in our mouths, or with a bottle of wine in our hands. Oh Allah, let our death be in a state that is pleasing to you. Oh Allah, otherwise the person will rise on the day of Qiyamah as he died. What embarrassment that will be for Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of the other ummatis if he has to die in a state of adultery and then he has to rise in a state of adultery. If he has to die in a state of stealing and rise in a state of stealing. Where Allah give us the realization that this life is temporary and transitory. The remaining days of our life give us the tawfiq to do everything that is pleasing to you. Bless us with happiness, satisfaction and contentment. Oh Allah, all those who have been kind to us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has shown the greatest amount of kindness. Ya Allah, then the Sahaba Ikram, the Tabi'in, the Tabi Tabi'in, our Mashayikh, our Ahlullah. Oh Allah, the Ulama'i Haqq, if they had not guided us, we do not know where we would have been. And so many of our friends, our parents, our family members, relatives, so many people have shown generosity and kindness. Oh Allah, bless each and everyone with the best of rewards from your side. Ay, mere Allah. All the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for the ummah of goodness, bless us with that goodness. Ameen. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. Ameen. And from all the fitna and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect the entire ummah. Ya Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, bless them with maqbooliyat. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Sare alam ke andar jo bhi deen ki mehnatein ho rahe, sab ko qubool farma. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.